Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Hey, Dave. My name's Amy Nelson. I'm the specialist in the department that handles the pricing for your area. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good, too. Thank you so much for asking. So it looks like you were sent over to me to pull up pricing as well as program details to see if everything's going to be a good fit for Pestinator.
Yeah.
That's a great play on words there.
Yeah. Hasta la vista, bugs.
That's right. Hasta la vista, bugs. Get out of here, man. Huh. How long have you been in business?
Only a few months. I mean, you know, here's a million. Yeah. We worked in the industry before, but I decided to open my own company and hire an employee from the other ones.
Okay. And how's everything been so far? You love it or?
I'm having trouble getting calls.
Okay. And are you still working with Angie's?
Yeah. I just opened that today though, because I wanted to get my reviews together and wait till, you know, there were some things I had to do. But I'm working with Angie, and I have a marketing team, too, building my website. Yeah. So I don't know if you should, you know, talk to them or whatever, but they're supposed to, do this, you know.
Well, it depends on what all you signed up for with them. Did they talk about Google Guarantee?
I think they definitely talked about Google Guarantee.
Specific. Yeah.
Yeah, but I like to hear about it myself, and you know.
Right. So the Google Guarantee is at the very top of the page, and this particular section on Google is for the small to medium sized business owner like yourself. Unlike Angie's List, you don't share the leads, you don't share the calls, you don't share the position. It's exclusive, coming straight to you.
Okay.
So there is a few requirements. Can you pass a background check? No felonies in the last 7 years?
Yeah, never.
How about, do you have $100,000 in general liability insurance?
Yeah, $2 million.
$2 million, perfect. I know most of you guys do usually have something bigger like that.
Well, get sued a lot, you know. They get sued a lot for not, you know, just dog's old, it dies because it's just old, and then, you know, they say you killed it or whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's wild. I wouldn't expect that.
It never happened to me. It never happened to me. But
it didn't.
I've seen it happen to the places I worked for or heard about it. You know, I'm not an attorney, so I don't.
Thing about this is in Google Guaranteed, you would be a guaranteed provider because we help you. We ensure that you can pass the background check. We help you with the application. We do all the screening in order to make you a verified provider for Google. So the way that works, Dave, is Google actually guarantees your work for up to $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. So
what does that mean? Why do I need additional insurance?
Well, Google is saying, hey, we're giving them this badge of approval. We're giving the Pestinator this badge of approval because they are tried and true. They pass background checks. They have insurance. They have no felonies. We trust them in your home. We trust them around your family. We've done extensive check, and they're good to go. So, for instance, say that somebody complained, like you said, you know, like, hey, their stuff killed my dog, right? And let's say that they were able to prove that your stuff killed their dog in under 30 days, then if they contact Google and say, hey, the Pestinator killed my dog, I have proof.
Yeah.
And they can prove it in under 30 days, then Google themselves will pay that person back up to $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client.
I got it.
It's Google's guarantee to the public. Now, I've never, had a client that's had to take advantage of that. Okay?
I see what you're saying. Yeah, we do a good job, man.
I know you do. I know you do. But that's what the guarantee is. And we'd like you to know what the guarantee is, right?
Well, I'm like, that's, yeah.
Yeah, we'd like you to know what it is because it's important for you to have that. And it's separate from what you're doing with the other company. So only certain providers to Google are able to actually offer the service. Now, I understand you said you have a marketing company. Do you mind if I ask who you went with?
Yeah, it's called Reimagine.
I'm sorry, it's called what?
Reimagine in Washington, PA.
Okay, I've never heard of that company. Very interesting.
They're small. Yeah, I called the big people, but they want $1 million to do what this company can do for, I hope they can do it, but we'll see.
Well, the thing here is that, with this is a Google Premier partner, and what that means is, like, we have the highest level of partnership with Google directly. There's only 40 companies like mine in the U.S., and I'm not knocking that other company. I'm not saying anything. I don't know how they are, and I assume that they are great, right? However, we want to offer you a separate service, okay? Like, I see here that they're doing your website build. When I'm looking at Reimagine Main Street out of Washington, PA, it says that they do websites, that they brand on social media. It doesn't say that they offer anything like what we're offering you. So they are going to be targeting directly through email marketing. And it seems like this could be really great. But what we offer is first page Google at the top in the Google Guaranteed section with direct phone calls. You don't share the leads, you don't share the calls, and you only pay once it's considered qualified.
Okay.
Okay? So
okay.
Is that something that you're interested in for your company?
Yeah, I'm interested in it, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, you know, I want to hear about it and then make a decision because a lot of these things overlap. You know what I mean? You guys do most of what they do. And
well,
they do most of what you do.
That we do all of what they do because we are a bigger firm. However, I'm not trying to get you on all of those services. I'm just trying to get you on the best, most profitable service at affordable rate. I'm not trying to take you from them, so to speak. And our service would not overlap with anything that they're doing. That's why I'm offering you this service and kind of clarified with you from the beginning, like, what are you?
Okay, that helps me understand better. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I just want you to know that. I just want you to know that that we're here to support you in all of those ways. And I don't want to sell you a service that you already have with another company.
Right.
You know,
okay.
That's not what I'm here to do. I don't want to do that. That's not right. First of all, that's not right at all, you know, but I understand your caution because you're like, hey, wait a minute. It seems like I'm already got some of this stuff over here.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I got it. I understand. But we're here. We're here to make sure that we're clear on everything. So like right now you have a Google Business profile. Did you submit yourself to Google for verification with the Google, like for your local listing?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
That's great. And I can see here that you're number one in your area within your local map, but you're probably servicing clients outside of your zip code, right? I have your zip code as 1539.
Yeah, that's – I never wanted it in this area because there's no – but I live out in the country.
I got you. But listen, it has to be where the business is located. So if it's a home address that's out in the country, that's where the Google Business profile starts. It's just the nature of the beast, okay? That's just
how
it
goes. Can I get a P.O. box, though?
No, P.O. box is not going to help you. P.O. box is actually going to disqualify you from being on Google. Google will not accept P.O. boxes.
Oh, then I won't do that.
However, I can help you reach, with the Google Guarantee product, the product I'm offering you, I can help you reach outside of your country zip code in order to get you where you want to be. Okay?
Okay.
That's
okay.
What this does. So that's why I'm checking with you to see what you have, what you don't have, and how we can help you, because we don't want to duplicate anything, and we want to give you the best qualified leads that anybody could possibly have. So I'm not sure if you've ever worked with Angie's or had a company that you worked with that worked with Angie's, like any of the companies you worked for, because you said you recently started on your own, right?
Yeah, I'm myself. Passionator is an Angie's List verified company.
I understand. Have you worked with Angie's before? Are you familiar with how they work?
Yeah, the leads, all of it,
Okay. So everything that you hate about Angie's, like having to share the leads, having to pay whether or not you land the job, having to chase the client down, all that's been made right with Google Guarantee. So with Google Guarantee, you don't share the leads. You don't share the position, and you don't share the calls, and you don't have to chase the client down. So when the client goes to Google and they're looking for pest control, they need bed bug removal, they're looking for termite inspection, when they're looking for these specific keywords and services, then your company comes up as the top option at the top of the page as a guaranteed provider in the Google Guaranteed section.
Okay. Now, how many providers could come up there, and how many miles are we talking?
As many miles as you want.
I'm sure it goes. The cost is probably somewhat based on the mileage you pick.
It is not.
No? Okay.
It is not. Your cost per qualified lead is $46 per lead.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so you only pay once the lead's considered qualified. Now, there is an activation budget and a number of things that happen here, but the first thing that you should know is that all the calls are recorded for authenticity purposes, and if that caller is not requesting estimate over the phone and you give estimate over the phone, or is not requesting a face-to-face appointment, it is not considered a qualified call. For example,
if they're not, say the last thing, if they're not requesting a face-to-face.
You're only charged if they request an appointment with you.
Okay.
Or if you give pricing over the phone.
Okay, gotcha.
So, if you get a call from a sales call, a solicitation call, a spam call, a robocall, any of those things are considered unqualified. Your budget
okay,
is not
I got
charged.
You.
AI is listening
right.
to each one of these phone calls to ensure authenticity purposes. So AI will automatically disqualify a company or a call if it does not meet that specific criteria that I just went over with you.
Right, right.
Okay?
Yeah, so, right, it has to be a customer and so forth. It can't be a robot, an automated caller, whatnot, somebody calling for blue jeans or whatever. Yeah. Okay.
Right. So is that something you're interested in for your company?
On your app, do you have an app, first of all, or Google? How do you control? What controls do I have to monitor my budget, my ability to screen calls, what services I want to take calls on? Do you have anything like that?
Absolutely. So we have call recordings available to each and every single client. You do get the Local Splash app, and you're able to track your spending. So just so you're aware, though, the upfront cost is a one-time $250 application fee that goes to get the company background checked and get everything completely approved. This process could take 30 to 45 days. It does not always or even usually take that long. But it is my job to let you know, right, what the terms
mistake,
because I like to be upfront about everything.
Oh, yeah.
Now, once you're completely Google Guarantee approved, okay, once your name is at the top with the little green check
right.
mark in the back.
Verify, come back, you're past that
exactly.
step.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Then your cost, then you are going to pay an activation budget. Google requires a 13 lead activation budget. So your activation budget is $612 and it sits in an escrow account. And it Now, say you get approved, you pay the $612, we go ahead, we turn the leads on. Now, if you leave it alone and you just let it run on its own, the leads are going to come in at approximately 3 leads a week, okay? So the leads will be coming in if it's just left idle. Now, as they're qualified, that $46 lead cost is going to come off of your $612 budget. There's
right.
no additional due, okay?
Right.
Now, if it's unqualified, Google's gonna, our automated system from Google is going to automatically disqualify it. Your budget will not be charged. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, say one slipped through the cracks. Say somebody called you and they were requesting.
Your employee gave a price, right. Yeah, I got you.
You know, they're requesting, then, You can mark it and you can ask us to dispute it with Google directly, which we will.
Okay.
So we have override. We have the ability to override and dispute as well. But the automated system is really good about disputing unqualified calls automatically. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
Now, you also have the ability to increase and decrease your lead flow as you see fit. Okay?
Okay.
So, for example.
So, yeah, you were talking about 3 leads approximately.
A week.
Right, a week.
But let me tell
now,
you.
Now, why do you, what do you guys use to come up with that? That approximate 3 leads a week? Is it something that.
Because it's a 13 lead budget that you're starting with. So it's a minimum.
I got you. Okay.
You have the ability to increase or decrease that as you see fit. For example, you pay the $612.
It's based off the budget. I got So that's why it's approximately 3. Okay.
No. It's not based off the budget unless that's what you want. That's what I'm saying. Let me tell you, Dave, because you can increase the lead flow if you want it. Say you want 12 leads in a week. Say you want all 13 leads in a week. You can request that. We'll turn the flow up. However, your budget's going to run out sooner. So once the budget's exhausted, your leads turn off until you replenish the budget. Now, if everything just runs as is, in 30 days, it's going to replenish at $612. Okay?
Okay.
Now, if it doesn't, say you took on 3 leads and then you paused it, right? Because you can pause it. Say you paused it for 45 days. That budget is going to roll over.
Right.
It's not an automatic charge. Say the leads are on and you only take on 3 leads. Then the following month, you're only going to pay the difference of 3 leads at $46 per lead. So let's just call it $50 a lead, right? So you're only going to pay $150 to bring that budget back up to the $612.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
Now, the reason these leads are so special and the reason that this program is so spectacular is because these leads are direct. They're not shared.
Mm.
You don't share the position. When the phone rings, It's the client on the other end of the phone.
Okay.
You'll get the whisper feature, and you'll have the call tracking, so you'll know up front, okay, this is one of the leads that I have the potential to pay for, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then once it's qualified, then and only then is the budget charged. This
right.
isn't about getting calls. This is about getting actual leads.
Right.
You want leads, right? Like, getting calls is fine, but having leads is where it's at, right? We agree
yeah.
on that?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, you can pause for as long as you want to, and for any reason, you don't even have to have a reason of why you might want to pause. Okay? These leads
right.
show up
you do, and you do that through the app, right?
You can
the
do
app.
It through the app, yes. And you will have an assigned account manager, a person, an actual human that you talk with and communicate on for your account.
Okay.
Okay? So the main difference here is, A, you don't share the lead. B, it's an actual phone call. It's not a phone number that you're being handed. It's not a text message or an email or a messaging app where they're like, hey, Dave, this might be a good lead for the Pestinator, but we also sent it out to 5 other companies.
Mm-hmm.
These are direct leads, direct calls coming straight to your phone, unshared.
But who are they calling to get? Well, who
They're
are they calling?
Calling you. They're calling you.
Yeah, but oh, okay. So, but who determines? Like, what system? Who, like, they want pest control. Like, I'm sitting here and I have spiders.
So okay.
Who does the customer call?
You.
Yeah. Yeah.
You.
Okay.
So
I understand.
They go to Google. They go to Google and they say spider control.
Okay.
And Google Guaranteed pops up at the top of the page. Do the search right now.
Okay.
Go on to Google right now. Have a look.
Okay. Let me see.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm at the Google search.
Okay, so are you on a computer, laptop? What are you on?
Just the cell phone.
The cell phone. Are you on an iPhone or Android?
Android.
Okay. Then go to, I believe yours is in the upper right-hand corner or lower right-hand corner, the three dots or three lines.
Yeah. Yep,
okay.
I see it.
Open that and click New Incognito Window.
New Incognito Window.
I want you to open basically and do a naked search so you could look how your customers would be looking, because your customers aren't practicing spider control for their typing, right? They actually have spiders when they're looking for pest control.
Yeah.
Right. We don't sit around and search for that. So once, have you opened the new incognito window yet?
Oh, hold on. Yeah. I got it. Uh-huh.
Cool. Now, from there, I want you to put pest control near me.
Oh.
Now, do you see at the top where it says sponsored?
Okay, let me see. Sorry, I had pest control near me. Okay. Call coming in. Okay, let's search. Okay, I see it. Yeah.
Okay. You see where it says sponsor, and then you see where it says more businesses. You could click the drop-down arrow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That right there is the very first thing you see on Google, right?
Yeah.
That's where we're talking about.
Okay. I got you.
You got it? Now,
yeah.
People can click on you, and you're not charged. They can look at your website. You're not charged. They can even call you. You're not charged until it's considered a qualified lead.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
We assign a call tracking number to your business so that we can have AI listen and record, excuse me, record all those phone calls so we can dispute any unqualified calls.
Okay. Yeah. I got you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason that this is the top service above Angie and works well with Angie hand in hand. Again, I'm not trying to steal you from Angie or from Reimagine. I'm simply trying to show you the best way to advertise your company on the most popular search engine on the planet.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah.
Right? Will you agree?
Google well, I like
the most popular
Google.
Search
yeah.
engine? Okay.
It is?
Okay.
What's your company's okay. name?
Local Splash. Go ahead and pop that in there. You'll see we have a 4.5 star rating, over 1,000 verified reviews, and we've been a Google partner for over 20 years.
Okay. Well, then, what I assume to get it started, I would pay the $250, right?
Yeah, that's the only thing I need to get it started is the $250, and then we will walk you through the application process, and you don't have to put your employee on the application process unless you want to. I personally wouldn't, unless you
okay.
know for a fact that he has nothing in his background. You don't really want any issues if you're picking up what I'm putting down. I just leave it with
yeah.
your
oh,
workers.
Yeah. So why you know? Complicated? I don't like filling out paperwork anyway. I mean, he's good, but I'm just putting me.
That's what
yeah.
I always suggest. And then once your Google Guarantee approved, then what we do at that point, Dave, is we contact you to charge the activation budget. Now, if you're ready to charge the activation budget, you give the approval. If for any reason you're like, you know, I need a couple more weeks to charge the activation budget, then you let us know. I need a couple more weeks to charge the activation budget. Okay?
Okay.
You ready to get it going?
Yeah, I'll try.
Okay.
Like
I know
you.
You're going to love it.
I hope you get business.
It's going to bring you business for sure. So the first thing I'm going to do is send out a text
hey.
Message. Huh?
Yeah.
What?
How much paperwork do I have to do? I'm busy today.
It's okay. Listen, I can schedule it for later, and you just take a 15-minute call from my technician, and she'll do the paperwork for you. You just have to send us the insurance document. And if you disclose your social security number to her directly or EIN, then we'll take care of the paperwork for you. You don't even have to do any paperwork. You just have to spend 15
okay.
minutes with my agent.
That's
okay,
good.
Gotcha.
All
okay,
right.
Dave,
hey, can I one other question?
Yeah.
My employee takes the calls. Can I change it to his number?
You can. You can have
okay.
it forwarded to whatever number you want. So, Dave, is your first name officially David or Dave?
David.
Last name?
Fedor. F like Frank, E like Edward, D like David, O-R.
Fedor. Email?
D like David, _,
mm-hmm.
my last name, at hotmail.com.
Okay. All right. I'm sending out a text right now with my direct phone number and extension line. I will be here
okay.
to help you at any point in time. In addition to that, I just need to verify a couple things about the business, and then I can get you going on your way. I do have
okay.
a business address here as 42 Good Hill Road, Prosperity, PA, 15329. Is that correct?
Yes.
Got it. And the business name is The Pestinator LLC, correct?
Pestinator LLC. Yes.
Okay. And is it in Amity or Prosperity?
It's Prosperity. We consider it as either one, really, but I consider it Prosperity. My
gotcha.
Mailing address is Prosperity.
Gotcha. I'm going to mark it. Is that what the business
yeah.
document says?
Yes.
Okay. Now I understand that there's no license requirement. Do you happen to have any type of business license or any type of LLC?
I got them all.
You got them all? Beautiful. Now, okay, cool. So I've got that, and then I'm going to go ahead. So should I assume that you want my agent to help you with the application process so you don't have to do it on your own? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So what I need you to do is I'm going to send you a text right now, certificate of insurance. Okay. I need the certificate of insurance, and what I need specifically is I need the Accord document. Are you familiar with that page?
Is this from the insurance?
It is. It is from the insurance. I'm going to send you a text message with a quick picture of it, so that way you're not like, hey, what the heck is she talking about over here? Okay, so you know
Let me send you
a text with a picture. So that way you completely understand exactly what it is. And you already have this in your business documents is the thing. It's nothing crazy, okay?
No, I'll provide it. I'm legit. So
I know you will.
Roll.
I know you will. I believe that 100%. Here, let me go ahead. Hold on one second. Oh, gosh. These computers, you know, they only do what you tell them to. Okay? But they still require a human to take care of it, right? Like
we're not eight for now.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. They definitely.
Insurance Accord doc. Okay, here we go. I'm sending it to you right now. So that's what I need you to send me, okay? And then what time can I schedule your onboarding appointment? Do you want me to schedule it for later today between 6:30 and 7, or do you want me to schedule it for tomorrow morning?
No, tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow afternoon. What time?
Yeah. Let's go with maybe 1.
You got it. It's 30-minute increments, so we'll do 1 to 1:30. Okay?
Yeah.
And then I will be calling from our 877 number to introduce you to the onboarding agent.
Your company is what again? I'm sorry.
Local. Splash. Like a splash.
Okay, I'm adding you as a contact.
Cool. And then let me know when you're ready for my specific name.
Okay, yeah. Let me add you. Who's Splash? Edit. No. I'm not the best on these phones.
That's okay. It's okay. Take your time.
Uncle Splash. Contact info. No.
This is what you can do. Listen, I've already sent you two text messages. So if you go into your text message, it's from the 877 number. You can just save it directly there.
Okay?
That 877 number is how you get back in touch with us, and you press 224 to be connected directly with my desk. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. That's the certificate of liability. Okay. And then a certificate of the insurance Accord document.
Yeah. That's all we need is the certificate of insurance Accord document for you. That's all that's required. Okay. We don't even need the general liability. That's the only one we need. We don't need anything else for you. They're going to walk you through how to give us access to your Google profile because we attached the Google profile directly to the Google guarantee. And they're going to send you a link so you can get some 5-star reviews, and that's really the long and the short of it. We'll do the rest.
Now, do I just take a picture and send this to you?
You can. You already have it in your hand right now?
Yeah, I don't have the certificate. I want to see what it says here. Certificate of liability. So I have the original. I just got the insurance not long ago, and I have the original. I got all of the, like, the big package.
So do you see in the upper left-hand corner of this example, Dave, how it says Accord, H-D-O-R-D, up in the upper left-hand corner?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the exact page we need. That's the only page we need.
Accord page, okay. Okay, where would you like me to send it?
You can send it over via email. You want me to send you my email address?
Sure. You could text it.
Okay.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah. Okay, let me go ahead and hold on 1 second.
Yeah, I'll have that thing. That'd be all right.
Okay, so you're going to send that over. Let me go ahead and go in there and send you a text real quick. I was on a different screen. 1 second here. You're going to send it to photos@localsplash.com, and that's going to come over directly, okay? I'm sending it right now via text. There you go.
Okay, yeah, that'd be better.
Perfect. Now, for this, David, once you send that, if you want to go ahead and give me your, it's up to you. If you want to give me the Social Security number now, I can go ahead and have them fill the application out for you.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, what's the social?
1-877-584-0090.
Okay, and then do you have an EIN number that's separate?
Yeah, it's
what is it?
It's my business EIN, you know.
Yeah, what is it?
33-39-51-892.
Got it. Okay. And then you're sending that COI, so we're going to be good to go.
Yeah, okay. I want to send that in, but that Accord, are you sure that's not the name of the company that they went through?
Oh, no. That's the official document. But now I understand what you're saying. It may not be in your paperwork and say Accord on the upper left-hand corner. If it's a certificate of insurance that looks exactly like that page, then go ahead and send me that.
Okay, yeah, I got that. This has everything.
Send me that, and then we'll go ahead and do that, okay? Now, on the business documents, it's at 42 Good Hill Road, Prosperity, PA, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And
15329.
Exactly. And the business email, is that the Hotmail email address?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And then I've got your EIN. I've got the state you're incorporated. There's no license requirement. Okay.
Hey, can you do me a favor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to send you this. And tell me if it's something that looks like Local Splash.
Okay. Are you going to text it to me or email it?
Text it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, whenever.
It's all good.
I mean, I have other pages, too. Now, there is something I wanted to tell you.
Okay.
I had to change the name. It was called Pest Busters. And the attorney called and messed up, and we wanted to trademark it, you know. So he had messed up. So we had gotten the name changed to what it currently is.
Mm-hmm.
Pestinator. Now, that insurance company has been, you know, And I got the attorney document for that as well.
Okay, that's fine. So
yeah.
I'm trying to look at, did you already send me a picture?
Yeah, it went to that.
I see that something, but it came through blank. It doesn't show me a photograph.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let me see. I'm telling you, this phone's goofy sometimes. Okay.
It's okay.
Cherish. Messages. Local splash. Okay, it's another one.
Okay.
See if you get a picture.
Okay.
Because it's showing a picture from my side. I don't know. These phones.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Let me see what's going on here. Hold on. Oh, perfect. Okay. They got it. Okay. Well, this is a partial. So, okay. Let me see here. Let me take a look.
Yeah, I got this. I'll send you this other page, too.
Yeah, we need the one that actually says the certificate of insurance on it that has the CO, the certificate of liability at the top.
Okay, I'll call my Paul Sprouse broker.
Yeah.
And have them email it to me.
Cool. That's perfect.
You
okay.
just need a certificate of insurance, right?
Yeah, we need it to look like that example that I sent you. So, David,
okay.
The billing address for the card you're putting on file to charge the $250 today, that's the 42 Goodhill Road?
Yeah, 42 Goodhill. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then is it Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay, one sec. Is there any middle initial on there?
No.
Okay. And then let me see here. Got that. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
Okay, it's 4187
mm-hmm.
0200
mm-hmm.
5376
mm-hmm.
8292
Expiration month and year?
2/28
Three-digit code on the back?
559
I'm going to charge the $250 application fee now. I do need to set a security question for your account. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
I would go with my mother's maiden name.
Which is?
Kanofsky, K-A-N-O-P-S-K-Y.
One more time, K-A-N.
Yeah, O-P-S-K-Y.
Okay, they're going to ask that as your security question in the event of any additional, like, if you ever get a call from somebody and you're like, I don't know if this is local splash or not. Then just please know that we will ask for that security. You should ask that security password. We're never going to charge you any money without asking for it, okay? We're always here to support. Now, during your client onboarding call, which is tomorrow, we will be verifying the information. And I'm going as soon as you send me that certificate of insurance, then we can go ahead and we can do the application. That's the only other thing that we're waiting on, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
What will be charged today, the $250 plus
yeah,
tax?
Yeah, that's it. Nope, just
yeah,
the $250.
Okay.
Yep, that's
all
it,
right.
Just the $250. Okay. Now, the last thing I need to do is I just need you to, I'm going to send you a text message that I need you to pull up. So give me just one second, okay? I'm going to take a look at this. They do kind of send a few text messages like, hey, this or that. I'm going to send you this last one. I need you to open it up and sign the terms and conditions for me. Okay, David?
Yeah, is it DocuSign?
Nope.
Uh-oh.
I went ahead and sent it. It's going to be real easy. I just sent the text over. It says https://my.localsplash.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and open
it. Hey, what kind of, I forgot to ask, is there like a contract?
No. Month to month, there's okay. No contract at all. Completely performance-based. Yeah. So, all right, so did you get
that open? Okay, I'll fill this out. Hold on.
Yeah, just go down to the bottom and click the three boxes and then type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature for me.
Okay. Okay. You took me to the...
login.
Welcome to the local Flash login. So
So your login's going to be your phone number. No periods, dots, or dashes. And then I'll give you your password when you're ready. And all this is coming to you via email as well. So your password is going to be all lowercase, one word, the Bing. T-H-E, B as in boy, I-N-G.
B as in boy, I-N-G.
I-N-G, the Bing.
Okay.
Now,
the Bing.
The Bing. That's just the auto-generate password. Now, don't get bothered by anything that's in there because we haven't set your account up yet. You literally just paid like 5 minutes ago. So we got to get everything squared away in there, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, don't get sidetracked by anything. And then tomorrow on your onboarding call, you're going to get your account manager's going to call you. They're going to walk you through how to use the app. We're going to do the application, and we'll go ahead and get everything squared up, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, you're so welcome. I'll talk to you later, David. Bye now.
Okay, bye now.